Season 2 of the Pat and JT podcast. Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best. Come on! Exclusively on the Herd App Media Network.
Well, here we are again. Seeming like just Friday was yesterday. It's
I know, doesn't it?
Facebook Friday Live. Thanks to the support of Centrus. Thank you guys for your support too with our podcasts by subscribing, rating, reviewing, and sharing with all your buddies.
All the good stuff. I'm not sure where to start. I think we have to start. Do we have to start with Harry and Meghan, or do we have anything else we need to dive into first?
I don't think so.
We're a week away. Are we a week away from Christmas?
Yep.
Which is crazy.
It is absolutely crazy. I can't believe it.
It just doesn't, I don't know. It just doesn't feel like it for some reason. I don't know. But I think, do we say this every year?
Yeah, we say it every year. And then it'll be springtime. I'll go, oh my God, it was just Christmas. How's this? Yeah.
Exactly. But Christmas shopping wise or trip wise, I don't know if people are planning to do stuff. I saw a lot of pictures the last couple of weeks. It looks like people are getting some vacations in before Christmas in some really sunny locations, which I was very jealous about.
We were going to go, we had a trip booked to go to Cancun. I think it's Cancun in February, middle of February. And then we also have one, like it was a one buy one, get one, whatever, half off. So we have one booked for November also, but we just canceled the February one. Cause airfare is as much as the resorts for 4 days. So we're like, we'll wait.
It is. It's crazy. But I found some, like, if you're willing to roll the dice and wait to the last minute, I found some, if I just decided, just, you know what, Jill, just do it. Let's just go. I found a smoking deal going round trip to Vegas. It was like $180 round trip, and the rooms were $25 a night at the Rio. And it was like,
that's a pretty good deal.
And I thought about it because the rodeo was, I wanted to go see the NFR. And this was a couple, 3 weeks ago. I was looking at it and I was like, oh, I could do the whole thing. And the ticket to the rodeo was the most expensive thing, obviously. But you could have done the whole trip for like 4 or 5 days. And it was like less than $1,000.
Jeez. And yeah, that's a really good deal.
Of course, food. But food's not a problem when you're in Vegas if you do it right.
And neither are drinks if you do it right too.
But yeah, it's kind of one of those things you kind of got to, okay, if you want to roll the dice, if you've got that flexibility, you might want to check and just see what the rates look like. But yeah, otherwise it is, it's crazy, crazy how much it is. A couple of questions here. Let's see here. Oh, Kathy is in this morning. Okay. Said haven't caught alive in a hot minute. Happy to catch you guys live today. So good morning. And Denise wants to know how the stripper surprise went with Beth.
She's still arrested. No, it wasn't. I'm just kidding. No, it was. It was not a police officer stripper. It was actually flowers being delivered.
Oh,
yeah, it wasn't. Wow. Yeah, it wasn't a stripper. I don't even know. It would be really funny to see her reaction if I actually got her a stripper, or to see her with a stripper would actually be the funniest thing I've ever seen.
You know, you could arrange that. Just have to go up at the door and then everybody ha ha ha, and then they leave. You know, just to have her go. What do you do?
Have a guy show up in like an OPPD onesie or whatever, and like, it's time to check your meter. And then, all right, babe, we'll be back in a little bit.
Yeah,
oh, she
right.
would kill me.
Then she would kill you. And that's funny. That'd be it. Yeah, that's Denise said, I figured, just wanted to hear the rest of the story.
So. Oh, man, if only I had the seeds to do that.
No, right? I will say one thing, follow up on the birthday thing. Every once in a while, it's okay to sign up for dumb stuff because I got a free breakfast. I got like gift cards for things, all the stuff that you're signed up for and you get all the texts and emails for.
Yeah.
You might want to check them around your birthday because sometimes they send you some good stuff.
Jimmy John's, you get a free sandwich at Jimmy John's for 30 days.
A Jimmy John's your birthday. Sandwich and then a Jimmy's egg breakfast. And there was something from Panera. And there was a few others that were in there. I'm like, so I'm kind of collecting everything together. I think I have to use everything within 2 weeks.
Yeah, you gotta go. There was an old guy on the Southwest flight on the way home from Vegas, and it was his birthday. And his wife told the lady that it was his birthday. So he got a free cocktail. He got a free Bloody Mary. But the only thing he had to do was he had to wear a crown that they make. and it was all the treat bags, and it each there was like 10 treat bags, and they were all stuck together with those little plastic swords, and he had to wear that for 15 minutes, otherwise he'd have to pay for his cocktail. So here's this little old guy sitting there with treat bags on his head. It was so funny.
Thanks, Southwest.
Yeah, right.
That's awesome. All right, so Harry and Meghan, did you get to watch, because they dropped the other three episodes, right? So there's six episodes total.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So well, we watched another episode and a half, and I love it. I think it's great. I know if I'm drinking the Kool-Aid or whatever, but I stopped short of saying obsessed, but we'll wait and see when we're all done with all of the episodes.
Okay, so, and welcome. Okay, so we got Karina just popped in as well. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. And yeah. Okay. So if you guys have watched any of that, just curious what y'all thought. I noticed I haven't watched anything more than the trailers and the crap that people are throwing up on Twitter that I have to watch. I saw that yesterday a hashtag popped up. Hashtag, it's a long one. Harry and Meghan Netflix lies is the hashtag.
Okay.
And somebody wrote in, and she's a royal fan. Like she follows the royals pretty hard. And said, I managed a half an hour of the fourth episode of the victim fest known as Harry and Meghan Netflix lies. I've never been so disgusted by Harry, but the way he disrespected the memory of the late queen is utterly contemptible, not to mention his father and brother. The grifter isn't worth mentioning, talking about Meghan. Wow. So pretty harsh.
Yeah.
Pretty harsh. Yeah.
And I haven't, okay, Senna, I haven't seen the last episode and a half or whatever, two episodes. So maybe it changes, but that's not the vibe that I'm picking up on this one.
She said she made it halfway through the fourth episode. She couldn't go any further.
Oh, wow. Huh. I don't know. I guess it's, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm a sucker. But I just like hearing the stories, and I didn't take it as a victim. Like it's a little bit kind of like, okay, whatever, you know what you're getting into, but not from necessarily Meghan as much as Harry, I guess. I don't know.
I think she's been trying really hard. She wants to be the victim really, really hard. I did see one of them, and this was kind of controversial, but somebody posted this. This was from the agency, one of the agencies that she had. I think it was, let me see if I can find where that is, United States, and it was Rankers. Yeah, okay. This was taken from her information from apparently like her agency or whoever she had worked with when she was an actress, right? Mm-hmm. And so her stats were listed as, she was listed as her profession as an actress and supermodel.
Hey, all right.
And
I was also 5'8 on my basketball roster. I mean, so there is that. If we have to write our own stuff, I'm going to inflate.
I don't know if she did. Imagine it's hard to say. That's something, you know, when you look at this, it's like, well, did she write this or did somebody else write this? Cause it could have been her agent that wrote it too. Very definitely. But there were some other things on there that were a little bit sus. But one of the stories that came out, and this is from a British magazine, tabloid, but it said Harry and Meghan Volume 2 review, a remarkable reminder of how petty the royals can be. So I'm not sure if they're talking about the rest of the family or if they're just talking about all of them in general.
They're talking about the royals as the family. As just the royals just in general. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I may have to break down and watch some of it. I'm not sure. We'll wait and see. We'll wait and see.
Yeah.
Another story that popped up too. You get closer to Christmas, and it's kind of like things start getting really thin.
Right.
Everybody's tucked in for Christmas and the holidays, and nobody wants to make a headline right now because it's kind of like a news dump time. It'll disappear into the ether because everybody's got other stuff on their minds. But the Chrisleys, their headline that they will be reporting to prison in January. So they do get to make it through the holidays. People magazine actually had this story and said that Todd and Julie, and they're 53 and 49 years old, have to report to their respective Florida institutions January 17th. Todd's going to be serving his time at a federal prison camp in Pensacola. Julie will be about 2.5 hours away at a federal correctional institution, also in Florida. But they will be in minimum security in their respective facilities. So, and they've got some time to serve.
Yeah. It would be so weird not only to know that you're going to jail, like preparing yourself to go to jail. There's one thing about getting arrested and just that you're in jail, but preparing yourself and getting ready. And then, but then also the fact that, you know, who knows where their marriage was, what, but you know, it's in effect, it's over. You know, I mean, I would assume they're both going to jail for multiple years and not going to see each other. The family is dissolving. You know, I would assume
it's gotta be terrifying, you know, and remember back when we were talking about the whole college gate thing and some of the famous moms and dads that ended up going in for a couple weeks. but still they had to, you know, just that mental preparation. It's gotta be so different from the people who get arrested and you get thrown into jail and then you have to wait and bail out. And you know, that whole thing, they're literally, okay, you've been convicted and now you get to go home and think about what you've done.
Yeah.
And prepare for the fact that you aren't going to get to take all your nice shit with you and you're going to come in and we're going to give you some clothes and assign you a bed and that's going to be it.
Yeah. It'd be a whole mental screw leading up to it. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Aspen just jumped in here also. Another story. And you're right. Aspen wanted to know about talking about Twitch that passed away this last week. He was the DJ on Ellen and a whole nother career. He had his own career. I mean, Ellen was not the only thing that he did by far. And he committed suicide this last week. And he has a family, wife and two small kids, I believe it is. I don't have the story right up in front of me, but yes, I have been following it, Aspen, and it is incredibly sad.
Underlining the fact of mental illness. You just don't know what somebody's dealing with. You don't know how powerful that level of depression can be. The fact that he posted the video he posted the day before he killed himself, you would think.
What video was that wrong. For people that didn't see it, Pap?
It was him and his wife dancing in front of their Christmas tree. That was it. I mean, it was just couldn't look happier. It was so sad.
And there were several, of course, celebrities that knew him and a lot of people that had worked with him in other areas as well. And all of them talking about the same thing. None of them had a clue. Nobody had a clue that there was anything else that was going on. And it obviously there's going to be more to this. I mean, there's going to be investigations and blah, blah, blah that go into it. But yeah, everybody wants to know the reason why, because you want to make sense of it.
I did see just this morning on Instagram that he did leave a suicide note in the hotel. The police did announce that. Obviously, they didn't say anything that was in it yet, and that's probably going to be up to the family if they do. But there was a note that was left.
It makes TMZ, actually. Is that where you were pulling that from? TMZ?
I saw it from X. I was on Instagram on Extra, posted it, but.
TMZ says that, so left at least one clue as to what his struggles were leading up to the suicide, came in a note alluding to challenges he's faced in the past. Law enforcement sources saying that the note was left at the scene, had an ambiguous reference to his past challenges, but unclear to what he was referring to. And TMZ goes on to say they were told investigators have determined Twitch took an Uber from his home to the motel less than a mile from his home Monday morning, switched his phone to airplane mode so no one could reach or track him. The story was broke. His wife, Allison, showed up at an LAPD location on Tuesday saying that he left home without notice and wasn't answering her calls. As TMZ first reported, it was a motel staffer that discovered him and called in from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Wow.
Just unbelievable. And the one of the things right now, when you Google his name and you see he had multiple projects lined up for 2023. Like there were plans. 2023, another one, Stephen Twitch boss had numerous projects lined up. He was so excited. That's from the New York Post. It almost just doesn't make sense. I mean, it doesn't.
It's scary to me too. It's not only does it not make sense, but that could happen to anybody. Like if you're in a position like that and you're happy one day, you have depression, and maybe one time it just dips to the point where you do this and you're not thinking clearly, and you make this decision that changes everybody's life forever. It's like that could happen to anybody.
It sounds almost like it's to some degree planned. But it just seems like everything was fine the day before and planning ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And then something, just a switch was flipped.
Yeah.
Just for that brief moment. That's just terrible. That's just awful. And just less than a mile from his home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awful. Mm, my goodness. Yeah. Yeah. And somebody, I can't find it, but there had been several other celebrities popping in, but saying things like that. You know, he's all appearances, everything was going great. Nobody had a reason to say, "Hey, bud, you okay?"
Yeah.
They didn't see it. Wow. That is something else. Hold on.
Oh, cough time.
I know. I had a little tickle in my throat. It's probably a hairball. I don't know.
Probably. Did you throw up just on the edge of the rug by the wood floor? And
always do. Started? Yes. I learned that from a cat. Thanks so much. A good news story. Here's a really good news story. And I am sad to say that I have fallen off the wagon completely when it comes to watching Survivor. And I know that our buddy John Carroll is still highly involved with all the Survivor groups. He is forever a blood brother. But the most recent Survivor just wrapped up this last week. It looks like, let's see, this came out on December 15th. So I might just be a couple days behind here, but the story is still very impressive. The winner of it, he is a doctor, heart valve specialist, Survivor 43 winner. His name is Mike Gabler. And he ended up, what he's going to do is donate his entire $1 million prize to veterans and veterans services.
Whoa, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for him. I thought
that was really cool. It says that he himself was a Green Beret. And so he decided that the entire $1 million is going, or I'm sorry, his father was. So the entire $1 million is going to be donated, especially to veterans in need. Kind of dovetailing into what we were just talking about, though, that have the PTSD, mental problems, curbing that suicide epidemic, which is so pervasive in the veteran community. Yeah. So good for him. That's
excellent news.
Yeah, I like that. And other than that, the one thing that I saw and I thought, you know what, it's about time. It's finally coming. They're getting ready to pull back the curtain a little bit. The streaming, what do you want to call it? I guess the golden age of streaming, they're saying is nearing an end. And the reason why is we've enjoyed for so many years, ad-free, anything you want, whenever you want it, you're going to start paying for it and you're going to get ads. They're going to do. Now that they've got us hooked, that's what's going to happen. Have you had the ads like on some of the networks or some of the apps that it's like, hey, interact with one of these ads and this, it'll only be 30 seconds. Otherwise, it's a 3-minute break.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I don't want to interact, but I don't want to sit here for 3 minutes.
I know. So I always interact, but it means nothing because I don't remember anything. And I interact by whatever, clicking the button, and then I let it spin, roll through, and then I just watch. I don't watch
it. If anything, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth. So just consider that if you're going to be one of those ads and I have to interact with you, I'm not going to like you.
But I'm like for you. I would rather interact than sit there for 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. If I don't have to pee, if I have to pee, then I will.
That's true. But yeah, so be watching for that because you're probably going to see less and less opportunities to get things ad free.
And I saw that Amazon is, speaking of streaming just in general, that they're... I don't know what they did. It was a couple weeks ago and I don't know all the details. So I'm coming in hot with hardly any facts.
Let me get ready and see if I can, I can catch up. Okay. Go
coming
ahead.
Coming in hot with only third the details that Amazon is kind of betting heavy in the next couple of years on in-person movie theaters. Again, like I don't know if it was AMC or if they're buying a big chain, but they're creating a movie experience for people now. So I don't know if that's going to tie into Prime somehow, but it's going to be wanting to drive people to the theaters again.
Okay, Bloomberg story. Amazon plans to invest $1 billion a year.
That's where I read it. I was reading my Bloomberg issue.
There you go. That's what it was. I'm sure that's what it was.
Yeah.
But they're $1 billion a year developing movies for theaters. They have about 12 films annually is what they're planning to release in cinema.
Hmm. So not streaming, just right. So trying to encourage people to go to the theaters. That's cool.
To go to the theaters. Hmm. I'd have to think about it. I don't know if you can get me back into a theater.
I haven't seen Top Gun yet streaming, but I saw it in the theater and it was pretty incredible. So
yeah, there's
certain movies I think you should, like Avatar, probably in the theater.
Okay. Or what are you hearing about Avatar? What is it? Avatar Back to the Water. What is it? What's it called?
I don't know, but I loved the first one.
I did too. And I've heard nothing but like negativity and I don't know why.
Yeah.
Is it him or is it the movie?
I don't know. I've only asked two people about it, and it was when we were in Vegas, and they both just hate Avatar in general, so they didn't have any opinion.
It's a solid survey.
Yeah. I'm like, well, I'm not going to ask anybody else. Forget it.
Well, everybody hates it.
Yep. 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
So it's Avatar, The Way of Water. Well, no. Yeah. I don't know. And I'm showing here 4.7. Good ratings.
I don't know.
So I don't know. Maybe people are just afraid to speak out because everybody hates it.
Yeah. Like, no, I don't like it. Okay. Sorry.
I don't like it, but I'm going to go see it.
Lord.
Awesome. So that is really, God, that's it. All I've got.
That's it. Well, I mean, yeah, it's like you said, it's one of those, that time of year when not a lot's going on, you know? So
I know it, but regardless, appreciate y'all dropping in.
Yeah. Thank you guys.
Always like that. And always appreciate the comments and love seeing you guys. And so, yeah, gearing up for, I don't know. Are we going to, the 23rd, we're going to try and hit another Facebook Live rolling into.
Probably. Yeah.
Rolling in. Oh my God. Let me see. Is it the 23rd? Yeah. The 23rd, probably.
Cause I don't know if you guys can survive a weekend without this 22 minutes of solid entertainment before you kick off the weekend. Yeah. So I'm just saying, I wouldn't want, if it's a public service, we probably should.
We had to see it, so you do too.
Right. Basically, that's how it goes. You guys have a great weekend. And thank you for listening and watching if you did. If not, every Friday we're live.
Pat and JT Podcast, a Huda Media production.